From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a plan to spread migrants among EU nations. European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker is calling for an expanded country-by-country migrant quota plan. The plan could cover as many as 160,000 refugees, with Germany, France, and Spain taking the most, followed by Poland, the Netherlands, Romania, Belgium, and Sweden. Juncker is set to unveil details of his proposal Wednesday at the European Parliament. A senior United Nations official is calling for a strong response by the international community to the refugee crisis. Lisa Schlein reports.
Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey are sheltering more than 4 million Syrian refugees. European frontline states, in particular Italy and Greece, are shouldering the greatest burden arising from the influx of refugees from countries in the Middle East and elsewhere. This is not fair, says Peter Sutherland, the UN official in charge of migration. He says caring for refugees is not just the responsibility of the states bordering a conflict zone or the first countries of asylum where they arrive, but a global responsibility. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
South Sudan's government says it will present a peace agreement signed last month with rebels to its national legislature. Government forces have engaged in a two-year conflict with rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar. Democrats in the U.S. Senate have gathered enough votes to block a resolution opposing the Iran nuclear agreement. This means President Barack Obama will not have to veto such a measure, a significant political victory for him. The United States and five other leading nations reached an agreement with Iran in July. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and the European Union have reached an agreement giving EU citizens the right to sue if their personal information is misused in the U.S. The deal, called the Data Protection Umbrella Agreement, says data transfers between European and American law enforcement officials can only be shared for the purpose of fighting or investigating crime, including terrorism. Turkish ground forces entered northern Iraq Tuesday for the first time since 2011, conducting what an official termed a short-term operation to hunt Kurdish rebels behind attacks on Turkish soldiers and police. Earlier, the Turkish Air Force carried out strikes against suspected PKK bases in Iraq. A state-run news agency said more than 50 Turkish aircraft were involved in the 6 hours of raids, killing up to 40 rebels. Meanwhile, at least 14 policemen were killed when a police bus was bombed by suspected to have been planted by PKK militants in the eastern Turkish province of Igdir. Britain's defense minister says his nation's military would consider more airstrikes against militants in Syria if that means stopping terrorist attacks against British interests. Michael Fallon made the comments on BBC Radio a day after Prime Minister David Cameron revealed that Britain's Royal Air Force killed three Islamic State militants, including two Britons, in an August 21st drone strike.
They're the ones who are trying to attack us. Now, I'm not going to go into details, I'm afraid, of who else obviously is being watched at the moment. But there are a number of terrorists out there, and we can't, of course, I'm not going to rule out further action like this.
Pope Francis announced changes in the way the Roman Catholic Church annuls marriages. The Pope gave bishops around the world authority to judge any annulment requests quickly by themselves and eliminated entirely a long-standing requirement for lengthy review of such cases by diocesan tribunals. The papal order said no fees would be charged to couples seeking to dissolve their marriages. John McElwee is a correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.
Well, the decision comes into effect on December 8th of this year, which is the day opening the new holy year, the new jubilee year for mercy, which is another sign of what the Pope is trying to do to emphasize the boundless nature of God's mercy for humanity and the fact that, as he says, no person who wants forgiveness or who wants God's mercy can be excluded from that.
Josh McElwee is with the National Catholic Reporter. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.